So, Josh here from Carlton Town Radio, here with Jamie, head barman.
Hi, guys!
On air. So, Jamie, how do you feel the weekend's gone? Just give me a general overview of yesterday and today.
Well, I mean, it's gone down really well. We've been ever so busy, as you've seen yourself, Josh. I think it's been a success. It's been really good. Yeah, beer festival and the beers and the ciders have all gone down really well. Sausages as well, with all different types and, you know, flavours and that. Again, everything's gone. It's gone really, really well. You know, big events really to do the beer festival on top of the Mansfield game as well. I think that's been nice for the Mansfield crowd and the players as well. You know, and the coaches to come down on a day like this, just to see what kind of day we can put out for them for when we play them again next season, if we do. But yeah, in general,
recommendation on the beer.
Punch in the face.
Gotta be.
Yes, punch in the face and the Brian Clough.
And
but I would like to say I've probably not had enough of them drinks, but I've had a sample.
Being the operative.
Yes.
But tell me what it's like being a barman behind all of this, because obviously big event. You know, a lot of people take credit for it, but at the end of the day, you're one of the essential people that, let's be honest, if you weren't behind the bar, stuff like this wouldn't operate. So tell me what it's like across 2 days.
Cheers, mate. I appreciate that. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't actually appreciate or actually see what I do for these events. You know, like you know yourself, I have to do most of the daytime stuff, the setups and all of that, and the fetting and staff organising, you know, on my own, which can be challenging at times. As you know, I've got a little baby daughter now. She's a handful, so try and juggle everything about. It can be hard and tiring at times, but it's definitely worth it. Definitely worth it. I think maybe with the past jobs that I've done, I think it's set me up right to do this kind of job. Yeah, there is a lot of setting up and even after it's all done, you know, there's a lot of cleaning up. I'll have tomorrow off with my little one, but come Monday we all go again. Yeah, because I'll need most of Monday just to get everywhere ready.
I know that
Tuesday.
Because we were chuffing it all 20-1 at least, and I know you were at almost 2 afterwards. So
no, we left it. We was gone for about 1 o'clock. Yeah, we weren't far after. Yeah, but yeah, 1 o'clock we were gone because I didn't get home till 2.
Yeah,
but because I have to drop the girls off
as well.
People don't see that. I pick my staff up. You know, not many other bosses do that.
You're telling me. So. Are you looking forward to the new season, more importantly?
Yes, I am. Yeah, very, very much so. And just hope we have a better, more relaxing season than last year. I think in the end we did okay, but it'd be nice to stay away from that bottom all season. That'd be nice with the players that we had from last year. They've gelled together and new players coming in as well. You know, hopefully, you know, we can push for something good, you know, or just to stay up in that top half and then see what we can do, you know, for the following season. You never know. Playoffs, promotion, you never know. Look at Leicester.
Yeah, everything can be a possibility. So let's do, as our final point of interview, a horrendous plug, because I am famous for these so far, mainly due to the fact when you're friends with Mick, you have to be. How important, in all honesty, is, you know, everyone coming into the bar on an event like this? You've got, you're here every match, doing every match behind the bar. How important is stuff like that to the club? And, you know, it just wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't be a club. It just wouldn't be a club. You've got to have these facilities on site and the events that Mick gets together and that, just so that this club can happen and the players, you know, can play for this club at this league, and you know, helps them helps them in their own careers. But yeah, without all of this, it just won't happen. So it's vitally important.
Very much appreciate you.
So thank you very much, Josh. That's been...
I'm now going to go buy a beer from you.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
I'm going to go and have one myself, I think.
Very much deserved, mate.
Yes.
Thank you.
Cheers, brilliant.